This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
What you are about to hear is excerpts from conferences given by Sid. Side 1 was recorded in Vancouver, Canada, and Side 2 in Minneapolis.
Well, once again, I'd like to welcome you to Vancouver. It's been a long time since we talked. And all we're going to do is just talk. Just plain talk. We'll talk philosophy. Now, if you want, we can talk religion. Now, if you want, we can talk about the mind. But you can rest assured, no matter which one you talk about, we'll end up with the same conversation. I know in this room right now there's therapists and doctors and nurses who are looking for something for themselves first to make their life better. And if this happens, then you know how to spread this, how to get better to your patients, or how to live better. So that's what we'll talk about this week, this weekend. If there's any questions, I'd be more than willing to try and answer them. What I'm trying to tell you is nothing new. It's been here since the very first soul appeared on earth. And it will always be here. The only thing is that truth gets lost through time. And you've got to find it again. And you can't find it by going back in the past. Because the past is an illusion. It's gone. It's a never-never land. It's a place where all your sicknesses and all your hang-ups and all your problems started. So if you can bypass that and come to now, you might bypass time. And if you bypass time, you might find a cure for all your problems. You might find an answer to all your hang-ups, why your marriage isn't working properly, why you drink too much, why you get upset too easy, why you see the past is bad and harmful to you. If you find truth, it takes all judgment away from you and you're left free. Let's talk about mind. Now I realize that a lot of you people who have been trained in psychology, etc., to talk about mind is taboo. But I can tell you truthfully, without this kind of information, you'll never, absolutely never, find the happiness or the wisdom that you seek. You must realize what mind is. Now, the Eastern religions and philosophers have often talked about the universal mind. Whereas therapists, we talk about our little personal mind. Now you must forget the personal mind and go to the impersonal mind, which is the same as the universal mind. Now another way to say that is you must seek God to find the answer. And to seek God, you must look within. And if you look on the personal mind and all the past problems, you're looking outside. You're looking at the mistake. You're looking at the mess. You're looking at the illusion. So again, you must come back to now and look within, because within you, within every living soul in the world, lies the answer to all things. And if you can wake up your consciousness to this fact, the God-given wisdom, the God-given intelligence, that is the intelligence before the contamination of the universe as we know it. This wisdom will come to you and guide you through life. It will show you how the mind works. It will show you how you tick as a human being. It will show you your connection between you and what is called God. Periodically, people say, he's gone bad, she's gone bad. They're not careful, they'll be losing their soul. Well, it's impossible to lose your soul in the first place. But you must start to realize what soul is. Mind, soul, and the spirit. That's like saying the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's exactly the same thing. Only we're calling it mind. Because there is nothing else could possibly have the intelligence of all things except God. And that's the intelligence you're looking for. You're looking for the isness of life. If you can find this isness, you'll find what is meant by God, what is meant by Christ, the connection between Christ and God, and Christ and soul. Because you see, you've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now you've got the Father, you've got Christ consciousness, and you've got the Holy Spirit. Exactly the same thing, Christ consciousness. That's what everybody in the world seeks. There's many names you can put on it. There's many religions. And I say to you now, no matter what religion you're in, you keep looking your way. You really have no other choice. Keep looking your way, and someday, if the wisdom that you're seeking comes, this will be the guidance to whatever path you're going to take from now on. I'm going to talk about consciousness, and I'm going to talk about soul. Because you see, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the mind, the soul, and the Holy Spirit. The mind is God, and in between is pure consciousness. This pure consciousness and soul are all one, just like the Trinity are all one. You can't separate them. They're all one. So you look for what is soul. Soul is pure consciousness. From day one, from the day we were originally born, we saw the material world. We got caught up in greed, fear, and everything it derives from this. And each time we went and we did something, any harm to ourselves or any other human being, or we started to hide from the very fact of what we really are, we got a little bit knocked off our soul. And now if you want to go back, you must find consciousness to regain the power of your soul. The power of the soul that God gave you, and God gives you every day, it is you. That I am this. Because you see, if God is the consciousness of all things, then your soul must also be God. It's the same consciousness, but only it's on loan. It's on loan to you to play the game of life. To do whatever you want with it, with your free will and your free mind. Now, this free will and this free mind, this is the problem. Because this is our little personality again, with its fear, with its hostility, with its greed. It's lost its power. So we've got to go back to mind, soul, and spirit. And if you can find a connection between those three things, bit by bit, it raises your level of consciousness. And a level of consciousness simply means a way of seeing life. Now, as you go higher in consciousness, you start to see life in a more positive manner because you've found consciousness. Consciousness is understanding. But if you go outside into the mess, and recall all the mess, you're not finding anything about the power within, you're finding out the mess outside, and it will stay that way till the day you die. It will never change, because you will be looking outside for the answer. You seek consciousness, but you don't seek outer consciousness. You seek inner consciousness. Inner consciousness is a spiritual consciousness that lies within you that up to this point you haven't touched. I guarantee it will come only via a positive feeling, because the answer you seek is love, and love, pure consciousness and understanding are the same thing. And that's all you have to seek. And once you see it's within you, it's just a matter of, once you're on your journey, it's just living. See, once you find what you're looking for, the secret is to stop looking anymore. Just live it, and it will come to you. But if you're going from one place to another, and you say you found it here, you found it there, you found it there, you haven't found it at all. Because what you're looking for, there's no place to go and get it. If you give beautiful thoughts to the world, you'll get them back. If you give love to the world, that's understanding, you'll get it back. That's how you increase, is by giving it out. If you give love out, give understanding out, it's yours. You see, you can't give love away. That's a fallacy. It's a total fallacy. You can give away the reaction of love by doing something nice for somebody or assisting somebody. But you can't give it away, because it has to be accepted in the first place. And even then, if it's accepted from the other party, you're still not giving it away, because the love that you gave away, the understanding you gave away, comes via feeling. And it's your feeling. So it's just this feeling, the secret of all consciousness lies in positive feelings. So the more you give away, the more you receive. The best way to do that is, honestly, just live. If you're a therapist, go to work, do your thing, go home at night, live with your children and your wife or whatever. Just live. Enjoy life. Go picnics, go camping, go holidays. Try and get into a family unit. Don't take your work home with you, or you're asking for trouble. Drop it. Completely drop it. And that's the best of wisdom. You learn how to drop things. You must learn to forgive. By forgiving is forgetting. People, there's absolutely no value whatsoever in holding a grudge against any human being. Because you suffer. Your feelings. We're back to that again. All consciousness that comes out of you creates your feelings. If the consciousness is on a lower level, a lower way of seeing, then it will be negative, hostile, sad, angry, confused. The higher levels see clearer, because they've got a quieter mind. They live in silence. They have what you call knowledge. But to find the answer, you must turn around and look inside. And you step inside. Inside to your very soul. Now remember, your soul is consciousness. Step into that divine consciousness that lies within. And there you'll find the answer. It is not outside. It never will be. There's nothing out there can help you. Nothing. The only thing you can do out there is find out what the mess is, what it looks like, how it works, become involved in the mess, and keep spreading it. That's all. You see, the mess is the ignorance and the lack of consciousness. So you can't fix the mess, because it's created from lack of consciousness. On the other hand, if you reverse and you find consciousness, you find the reversal of the mess. And the mess is simply that you forgot who and what you are. Because you see yourself as a little human being with no connection at all to anything else, just a little individualist, and that is the trauma. Because you can't escape being part of God. Because God is everything. It's the energy, the formless energy of all things. And quite often, this formless energy is created into form. And that's you, me, Mother Nature. You know how they talk about really respecting your mother and father? Well, you can respect your mother and father who you were brought up with. But there's a greater mother and father. And that is the Father, the Holy Spirit, God, and the Mother, Mother Nature. And if you can go with God, and you can go with Mother Nature, and walk in harmony, you have no problems. It's really nice to see you people come back and get more. And it's exceptionally nice for Barb and I to hear the results. And that's the main thing in life. When we see positive results, that's what brings the happiness. From the beginning of time, everybody's tried to figure out what this big world is. And as we evolved in consciousness, we started to figure out how do we tick as human beings? How do we function? What makes us angry, jealous, hateful, spiteful, loving, devoted, caring, not caring, on and on and on. And the perfect psychology lies within every human soul in the world. Every human soul in the world has perfect sanity. Every soul. That is why it's an impossible task to go outside or into the world that you see to find the answer. That is why Christ told you to look within. But there's something stops you from seeing it. As a matter of fact, there's quite a few things stop you from seeing it. And the biggest and your worst enemy of all is what you think. And this is what you call your ego. Your ego creates whatever you see, hear, feel, everything. And it's the judge of this material world. You have a God-given right to use your mind as you wish. That is what you call your free will. It's not honestly what I say. Please, if anyone here, no matter what religion you are, you keep your religion, you keep seeking God your way. That's your God-given right. Now, if you hear me say anything that you might think a little bit malice towards anybody's religion, I apologize, I don't mean it. I agree 100% with all the religions in the world. But if you can find truth before there's a package put on it, you have a better chance that you're going to hit target. Because you see, all the world is one divine thought. A God-created thought. We as human beings are shadows of that same thought. We have the will of God, the power of God, at our disposal at all times to play the game called life. But the point is, we have lost our sanity. We have lost our way of seeing things. We have lost this God-given consciousness. And now what we're trying to do is connect with consciousness. Everybody in the world is consciousness. Seek consciousness. If you want to remain where you are, you seek the outer consciousness. So what do? We say, well, now feel the level go down, eh? Listen to it, but it's extraordinary
important. Okay, we're going to talk stories now. We get into trouble. It may be a family affair, a love affair, unhappy at school. You could have all the mental problems. So what do? You go outside to try and fix this problem. You become conscious. You want to become conscious of what your problem is. You want to become conscious of why your business is failing. You want to become conscious of why you don't have a good relationship with your husband or your wife or whatever. Right? What do? You go out to the outside, and when you go to the outside, all you find is the net. Whatever the world is today is created from the consciousness of humanity, which creates the culture of each and every country in the world, in turn creates the entire cultures of every human soul in the world. It is our life. So we go in to try and fix this mess, and somebody's little Mr. old Dr. Freud would say, it's your mother, it's your father, it's your sex, it's this, it's that. All of a sudden, things get worse. You can't understand it, but what you're doing is you're getting fed back, you're just getting a recall. And it's actually making you worse. So they give you some technique to try and get away from this worseness. And a technique won't work, because a technique, you already know why you're doing that stupid technique in the first place. So it's really of no value. Then all of a sudden you find out all you're doing is becoming conscious of the mess. You're not becoming conscious of what created the mess. And the secret is, what created the mess was lack of consciousness. You see, the Eastern philosophers, Hawaii and various other places to say, and the original psychology, the original, was mind, soul, and spirit. Now mind in the East is God. And only God can be the consciousness of all things. There was the soul, and it was the spirit, the breath of life. The soul is the in-between mind. You are that in-between person, the soul. The soul is all-knowing. That is where your sanity lies. That's where your wisdom lies. That's where your consciousness lies. Your true consciousness, your true wisdom, the true you. But through time, we lose it because we see materiality. We see the world of material things, and we believe them to be true instead of seeing that it's, what we see is not really life, it's the shadow of life. So we seek the shadow instead of seeking what creates the shadow. And when we see the world as materiality, and that's all that's in it, what comes into our mind right away, because we've lost our defenses, we've lost God, so we get fear. And this fear creates greed, anger, hate. It creates all negativity in the entire world. And this is when you drop from the heavenly state to the material state. This is where you automatically lose your consciousness. Automatically. Everybody in the world lives what I'm saying. Everybody. Nobody can escape it. There's no wrong in it. It's just this soul is consciousness. That's all the soul is. Your soul is pure consciousness. So through the years you lose your consciousness. You start to lose it because you get into trouble. And when this starts to happen to the world, what it creates is what is happening now. It creates the wars, oppression. It creates starvation for people. It creates all the problems that you have in life and I have in life is lack of consciousness. That if you can honestly see that consciousness and soul are one, then you gain back the power that was given to you. By your consciousness, you regain your soul. But it must be consciousness of God, and it must be a consciousness that's inside you. It must be wisdom. See, there's many ways, many, many ways to skin a cat. What is known in the world sometimes is a mystic. Like there's two worlds, there's two halves. You live in the material half, then the other half is the spiritual half, where the power is coming from. Now, as soon as the mystic realized the oneness of life, both worlds become one. You can't possibly think your way out of that, but you can realize it. If I say something to you today, and you walk out there, and you say to your friend, Sid Banks said, blah, 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 and that becomes part of your life, then I would say you heard nothing. But if you go out there and you said, Sid Banks said this, but what I heard was this, and you're elated about it, you've had a realization. It's to find your own strength. And when I just finished telling you that the soul is consciousness, you must find it for yourself. It must come out of you. But in the meantime, what you do is you look around this big world. You go to your church. You go to whoever you want, whoever you think. And I'm even wasting my time telling you this because you're going to do that anyway. Please, I keep repeating, don't listen to me. It's what you think is important. You know, any one of us here have a million things we could be unhappy about. Just a snap like that. As soon as your level of consciousness drops, your mood changes. You go down. Then you go after your husband, your wife, your kids, your dog, your cat, politicians. No matter who it is, you've got everybody cold. And everybody that day is rotten to the core. Eh? Now, if the world sees that, that's what's going to happen in the world. Now, if the level of consciousness rises, the mood change rises, it's the same thing. You see clearer, because every time you have a realization, it's like you're getting a little piece of your soul back. You're getting a little bit of your strength back, because you see the mind, the soul, and the spirit are the Trinity. Like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Same thing. But what people don't know is, when you go for spiritual enlightenment, if you're getting it, it must automatically change your way of thought. Then your quality of life changes. It's automatic. And what you're looking for is a deeper quality of life. You look for a feeling. The feeling is a million times more important than memorizing. It wouldn't be Sid Banks' words, it would be your words. That's the important thing. Always you, always you, always. You must be your boss. Only you can find truth. Only you. As I say, the happiness you seek is within you. But there's too much of a disturbance to see it. The love it's in you, but there's too much of a disturbance to see it. There's faith in you, but there's too much of a disturbance to see it. There's all these positive things just dying to get out, and you can't get out because of your memories. And that's the only problem you have, is your memories. Or what you think of your memories. How you've analyzed them. Do you know how I was telling you to forgive that fellow and give yourself the relief? That's what everybody in the world has to learn to do. And the first person they must forgive is themselves. Because the amount of forgiveness that you've got in you is the amount of forgiveness that you will give to the world. If you get a beautiful feeling, take it home, and you must have faith, trust. That beautiful feeling is what will bring you wisdom or knowledge or whatever you want to call it. This is what will start to wake you up, not the negativity, the positivity. It is your own common sense. Nothing else, nothing great, common sense. That's all it is. But it's not common to the ego or the little self. It's a common sense before the ego. You know, we were talking about the soul being a source of knowledge. That's where it's coming from. That's where you seek. That's where you head. To rebuild what you used to have. Something that you've lost in time. You've lost part of yourself in time. And you've got to slow down so that part of you that is lost in time has time to catch up with you. And when the two hearts get together, it makes a whole. And when the whole comes, then that means to say you've found what you're looking for. So shall we meet tomorrow morning at 10:30?
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.